there are about 60,000 people living with HIV in LA County, and a lot of them struggle to pay for housing, but help seems to be on the way. Last May, Congress made a bipartisan effort to help many of them make their rent. Lawmakers voted to increase funding for a program that helps those people afford housing, and Angelenos stand to gain the most out of any city in the country. Terry Goddard is executive director of the Alliance for Housing and Healing. That's a nonprofit that provides housing assistance in LA County to those living with HIV. Terry, welcome.
Well, good to be here.
Now, this program is called Housing Opportunities for Persons with AIDS. Now, how much more money could LA see in the coming years because of this funding bump?
That's a really great question. And the answer is, you know, we really don't know. It depends on how the allocations play out over the next couple years, but it's conceivable that we will receive some additional money, including the bump that we just received.
Is there any way to know if this is a boon for your program, for programs like yours?
I think it's a positive step. Mm-hmm. Los Angeles has an affordable housing crisis. It's very difficult for our clients or for anyone seeking affordable housing really to find housing. And the issue for us is that housing is one of the most important social determinants of health. Once we get someone who's unstably housed or homeless, we get them the house, we connect them to the care, we're able to decrease their viral loads, which decreases transmission rates, which hopefully will translate into the HIV-free generation that we're looking for. Housing also has a multiplier effect with regard to our healthcare segments, in that over 2-to-1 the amount of money that you put into housing, you're going to see a reduction in healthcare costs system-wide because individuals are not going into the emergency wards, and they're being able to take care of themselves more proactively.
Terry, I'm going to guess that people with HIV are dealing with a lot of costs, and that housing becomes something that becomes a struggle. Is that why they need housing assistance in the first place?
Yes. I mean, many of the clients that we're serving right now have multiple health issues. It's not only the HIV, but it's also mental health, substance abuse, and we're seeing a rise in homeless and chronically homeless individuals. So it's a big problem in Los Angeles.
We're speaking to Terry Goddard, Executive Director of the Alliance for Housing and Healing. So at least, Terry, we can agree that extra money is on the way. What kind of ways will people in LA be able to use it, and who could it help the most?
Well, you know, that's a really great question because, again, it comes down to that affordable housing issue. So what they can use this money for is they could use it to work with other government agencies to combine these resources so that we can create more affordable housing units. So I think that's a big plus. With the Prop H passed and other homeless initiatives that have recently passed, there's an opportunity to work together and to try to solve these problems. So, yeah, we're very excited, but we're looking at this is more of a long-term strategy.
You know, it's interesting, and I was looking at that certain areas like L.A. and some southern states are seeing bigger increases, but places like New York and San Francisco aren't. Why is that?
I don't know. I can't tell you. The government has passed the HOPPA Modernization Act, and its main function is really to look at how they allocate the dollars to the different parts of the United States. And previously, they used cumulative cases. Those are cases of people who are alive and those who have passed away. So you have areas like New York and San Francisco who have used CUME cases, and now they're going to see a reduction because there are more living cases in the South and in Southern California.
So just the math is working out LA's way right now.
It is.
Now,
unfortunately.
Yeah. No, go ahead, Terry.
No. I mean, it's just those of us who have been in the field, HIV field for many years, I'm just wish we weren't here.
No, yeah, I get that. I get that. Now, you know, all this comes at a time when it seems like most federal government programs are facing cuts. Terry, how much of a surprise was it to you that you might actually have more money to work with?
It's almost I don't believe it yet. It is a trend that's going against the national trends, as you were saying. So we're very surprised. We're happy. But those areas that are seeing a decrease, especially like Washington, D.C. and so forth, I mean, they still need resources to help them. So I'm not really happy that we're benefiting at their loss. I think we all need the resources we need to get this adequately addressed.
Terry, you mentioned how you almost don't believe it. The people that you work with at the Alliance for Housing and Healing, do they believe it? Do the people that could benefit from this, do they believe it yet, or do they want to have the money in hand before they believe it?
Well, when you talk about believing, I mean, again, it goes back to the affordable housing. So we have individuals coming to us who need help finding housing. And the challenge for us is that housing location. It's that, you know, working with landlords. It's finding areas that are close by to transportation hubs or to schools if they have children. So, again, it's a long-term problem that we have in Los Angeles with regard to housing with HIV and housing in general.
Terry Goddard, Executive Director of the Alliance for Housing and Healing. That's a nonprofit that provides housing assistance to those with HIV in LA County. Terry, thank you very much.
Thank you.